Imagine you couldn't hear music, conversation, or birdsong. Imagine you missed the doorbell, the phone, and children's voices. Imagine you couldn't hear footsteps or the sound of approaching traffic. Not everybody has to imagine. Deafness and other damage to hearing caused by noise is still one of the most common types of work-related ill health. For most people, the deafness develops gradually. It gets slowly worse as you keep on being exposed to noise. Because it's gradual, you can be unaware of it until the problem is severe. Avoid the noise, or protect your hearing properly, and you can prevent this, or at least stop any deafness you do have from getting worse. High noise levels are found in many types of work, such as engineering, manufacturing, woodworking, construction, food and drink, entertainment and leisure. There are many possible sources of noise, for example, production machinery, power tools, ventilation systems, or even music. It could come from your work or the work that other people are doing. In these demonstrations, we hear what loud noise can do to your hearing when you're exposed to it day after day, week after week. Say you come into the job at 18 and you're fit and healthy. This is what it should sound like. Like this. You've no problems with your hearing, but after just 2 years in the job, this is what the world could sound like to you. Already, you're going deaf, but you probably won't have noticed it yet. It's not so bad when you're having a chat in a quiet place, when only one person is talking to you. But go into a crowded place, and already you're missing out on what your friends are saying to you. Remember, this is what it would be like if your hearing wasn't damaged. At the age of 40, this is what it would sound like. You miss what people say, even when it's quiet, because with this type of deafness, the sounds you miss the most are the consonants in speech. It sounds all muffled. It's almost impossible if you go into a pub or a party, or try to listen to your family over the sound of the television. By now, you will know you're going deaf, but it's not too late to stop it getting worse. This is what your hearing would be like if it wasn't damaged. You may have had difficulty catching what I was saying then, because the sounds you miss the most with this type of deafness are the consonants in speech. It sounds all muffled. It's almost impossible if you go into a pub or a party, or try to listen to your family over the sound of the television. By now, you will know you're deaf, but it's not too late to stop it getting worse. By the age of 65,
this is what you hear. The years spent in noisy work have taken their toll, and with the aging process as well, you're now very deaf. This is what your retirement party could sound like to you. It's no fun, because you can't hear what anybody is saying. Even in the quiet of your own home, you're going to miss so much.
I'll repeat that. By the age of 65, the years spent in noisy work have taken their toll, and with the aging process as well, you're now very deaf. That was what your retirement party could sound like to you. It's no fun, because you can't hear what anybody is saying. Even in the quiet of your own home, you're going to miss so much.
By the age of 65, even a person not damaged by noise at work will suffer some deafness due to age. But, as you can hear now, it's nothing like as bad as the deafness due to noise. And deafness may not be your only problem.
Noise can cause tinnitus too. A constant ringing, or rumbling, or buzzing in your ears that is there all the time, but is really noticeable when it's quiet or when you're trying to go to sleep. So, protect your hearing. If your workplace can't be kept quiet, use the right sort of hearing protectors and make sure you fit them properly. Deafness caused by noise is incurable. Imagine what it would be like. But don't let it happen to you.